traveling around with my 5-year-old son on the bus, and oh, there are good days. Not so good days. He's a great guy, and he's always trying to keep up with all these grown-ups that he's traveling around with. I think he's 5, going on about 18. And anyway, yesterday we were in Albany, and right before the show, he wanted to go to the park that was right next to this the venue that we were playing. We were playing outdoors, and so I said, okay, you know, I'll play with you for half an hour, and then I got to get ready for the show. So we get to the park, and he climbs a tree, and he decides he has to climb the tree, and he has to get over the top so he can look out. All right, go ahead, you know. So he's climbing, and of course he gets up there, and then he's stuck. And I'm in this sort of long, you know, hippie dress down to my ankles. And there's nobody around in the park, and oh my God, how am I gonna get it down? And he's just stuck. He's way out on the limb. Okay, I'm gonna climb the tree. So up I go, and you know, that's not such an unusual feat for a mother, as we're always doing strange things like that. So I get him out of the tree, and then today before the show, we're in our hotel room, and he wants to have a pillow fight. It's so fun. We have a pillow fight, and frankly, I just want to sleep. Is really what I want to do. But anyway, we're having a pillow fight, and his face, head, came up as my face came down, and smashed my nose. I smashed it, and I'm going, okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. I'm just gonna go to the bathroom for a minute, and I'm in the bathroom like, shit. Mom, are you okay? No, I'm okay. It really hurts. Anyway, hopefully it'll all go down eventually. And I'll get the feeling back in my nose. Lord knows one thing on my face I don't need larger is my nose. Maybe I'll get some puffy lips or something. Anyhow. This next song I'm going to dedicate to all the parents in this audience who have had to climb the tree or smash their face against the head of their child.